This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, July 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and it's great to be here. It's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, and I had to play that song. Who is that by, Aaron?
All right, so this song is by, I think, a young Trini artist, up-and-coming steel pan player, and it's her name is Alicia Indy on Facebook. That's where I found it. And it's a cover, and I think she wanted us to make sure that people know that it's a cover a song by Post Malone, Circles. She don't want him to think that she's trying to thief his song. But she did a steel pan rendition. And I just thought, look here, isn't that beautiful?
It is awesome. And actually, I played a song because of our guest, actually. I have a guest who I invited to participate on this Man Down Mashup Wednesday because of a voice note. No, a interview I heard on YouTube. And I said, no, man, I got to have someone to come and discuss this. I'm going to play that, but I want to introduce my guest formally. Everyone in the Bahamas should know him. This is Dr. Christian Campbell, who's an internationally recognized poet, scholar, cultural critic, and professor. He critiques our culture a lot, right? He's also the first Bohemian Rhodes Scholar. And I said, let me invite him on, because he's kind of vocal on social media on this particular topic. And I say, I shall include him. It's great to have you here, Christian. Dr. Campbell, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Yuri. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
Morning.
Let me just correct you quickly that I'm not the first Bohemian Rhodes Scholar. That's Dr. Desiree Cox.
Okay.
I'm the second, and I'm the first Bohemian male.
Okay.
So just want to clarify.
And I appreciate that, because I didn't want Dr. Cox to come and say, you know, you're taking my honor, right? But there's a video clip I want you to listen to, and I want you to give commentary now, and I'm indicating to the producer now to play it. And you're playing play that for me, and this is what the entire show is going to be about, actually. We're going to interrogate this, and we're going to have some discussion. Now, Aaron is going to engage you also in terms of what should be happening. We're talking about Olympics. We talk about Bohemian Olympics.
Hold on, Porkin and Rowan?
No, real Olympics, Aaron. Real Olympics.
Diving? Like conk diving?
No, we're talking about the people who go into the Olympics and what should have happened or what didn't happen, right? I'm seeing right now, LaKathia Cooper is now on the 4x4 meter relay team. And I said, when did that happen? I thought she's on the trip for the trip's sake. And it seems that something is changing and nobody is fulfilling my narrative, telling me what to do. But anyway, I want the audience to listen to this, because this is what I'm interrogating. And you can join in, because I am concerned. I am concerned about what is happening, and I don't believe people are asking the right questions. Go ahead, producer.
That she was in the fault why the Bahamas lose. And let me tell you another impact. I had an opportunity to speak with my 13-year-old daughter, who I'm struck. And he told me, Daddy, She deserves to go. And if you don't take her, I quit the track. That's the impact of Shania Adley have on young children in the sport of athletics. All right? And so you can't discount the impact that night. She became a national hero and represented the Bahamas well. And I'm very sorry for Jamaica and the beach race, but we had to do what we thought was right.
So are you saying that the BOC definitely made an executive decision to add her to the team?
Well, the team is ours, particularly because they were invited, right? They didn't make the, I mean, they didn't qualify outright, save for the world relays, I mean, in the mixed relays. So in that instance, we dialogued with the beach race, and we had a difference on whether the third person should be Shania or somebody else. And the board said unanimously, we've consulted, and let me call a spade, even the president of DACOC says she should be on the team. So,
are you guys on the team? Yeah. Does it really make sense, given the EAAA command or the charge, to make recommendations and have rules in place where these athletes could qualify but still lose the defense?
Well, you have to look at the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law. And remember now, the history of this. This happened as a result of what happened in 2021, when we had four girls, who made, in the 200 meters, who made the Olympic qualifying standard. And so, I have to tell you what happened. And so we decided, well, we're not gonna go back this road again. But it was on the premise that we had Olympic qualifiers. In this event, nobody qualified, none. And they gave a valiant effort, but they didn't qualify. And so the head-to-head, it's a rule, but the big question is, will there be a head-to-head without Shania?
But we understand, in this day and time of social media, this elite, right? What do you say to the parents or the supporters of that athlete who would not continue because she would have got beaten up?
Well, she wasn't on the team. Remember, the beach race only could make recommendations.
But at least part of the world
evidence. It doesn't matter. The team, you could qualify. Shawna could qualify right now as a world champion, Olympic champion. And until we ratify her, she's not on the team.
So why not send this to you guys if it's next to ratify her for the world evidence?
I told you, Mr. Archer had plenty of conversation. I'll tell you one of the conversations I had with him. That's my fault, he wouldn't mind me telling you. I said to him prior to the national championship, you should be running for two positions and not three. Because I don't see how you could not name Shania to the team after the performance that night. I mean, in whatever, 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stadium. I mean, in, come on. And even Jamaica herself, because I was next to him. She saved the day for us. And not only by advancing us to the Olympic Games, but you could imagine us all in the world relays here in the Bahamas, and we don't win nothing. You know the pressure that is on us as administrators. We waste up the people money, and we ain't win nothing.
So, is there anything you can tell us about when the team would leave, what that's going to look like, maybe a pep rally before the...
And that's the president of the BOC, Mr. Romel Knowles. He, very emotional. He cried when he spoke about the 16-year-old racing. I mean, he broke down as a man. And anytime a man cry, I tend to get emotional too. Something important happened. This was, what is the 16-year-old name again? Forget.
Shania Adley.
Shania Adley is also a...
I think it's Shania.
Let's
just make the point then that it's not familiarity that caused him... Because it's Romel who used Shania.
Oh, okay.
I've been calling her Shania. Campbell is getting problems for not pronouncing people's name properly.
Yes. Well, you know, Aaron and Nuri, if I may, what I would like to do in reference in the interview, I'd like to begin with an official statement.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And this statement has come from you.
This is from me.
Okay, Dr. Christian Campbell, go ahead.
I call for the immediate resignation of Mr. Romel Knowles, president of the Bahamas Olympic Committee, and all members of the BOC, including Wellington Miller, Deron Donaldson, Uriah Wood Knowles, Darcy Ramming, Adam Waterhouse, Robert Butler, Roy Colebrook, Joseph Smith, Clarence Roll, Dorian Roach, and Cora Hepburn. The political interference that led to the unethical removal of LaKatia Cooper, who qualified and was selected for the Olympics by placing third at nationals, and last-minute addition of Shania Adderley, who did not qualify as she placed fifth, must be exposed. The World Athletics guidelines for Olympic qualification are clear. You must either meet the qualifying standard or qualify by world rankings. This scandal in Olympic selection of Bahamian athletes is simply the latest example of rampant political corruption, fueled by the typical sky juice of favoritism, ignorance, entitlement, and depravity. This scandal is destructive for both Cooper and Adderley in the sense that it gives Adderley the false impression that she is entitled to achievement via participation and popularity. The interview is damning. Mr. Knowles admits that the BOC's unethical executive decision to remove Cooper and place Adderley on the team was influenced by his 13-year-old daughter, who threatened to quit track and field if Adderley is not placed on the Olympic team. Mr. Knowles breaks down in tears when he confesses that he ignored the rules and procedures. The entire interview is comical in its sheer unprofessionalism and lack of ethics. He must be fired immediately, and the whole BOC must resign. This act is simply an act of malicious, immoral incompetence, the source of so much harm. It is a microcosm of the failure of flag independence in the Caribbean.
That's you it. Are asking for the entire board to resign?
Yes, I'm calling for the entire board to resign.
All right.
For what is clear cronyism and corruption.
So, doctor.
Yeah.
In the voice note, what is explained is that in the local...
Wait. What voice note?
Sorry, my bad. In the clip that was played...
In the interview.
What is explained is that the B3As, bound by its own rules, are required to submit to the list the top three qualifiers in each gender for the...
Let's step back. So bound not only by its own rules, but by the guidelines of World Athletics, which is the global governing body, right? So here's the issue. I mean, it's really clear as day, is that there's been a kind of problem of the ignorance of the one, and also I must say that the media is deeply complicit. So many Bahamians assumed that running on the relay at the World Relays means that an individual athlete is qualified for the Olympics. When those World Relays were run and the Bahamas qualified, what it meant is that the team qualify for the Olympics. No individual athletes, including our Olympic champions, Stephen Gardner and Shawnee Miller-Weibo, they weren't qualified for the Olympics yet. You have to qualify at the nationals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Ms. Adderley and Ms. Cooper, so there are a couple of things at stake, is that... there was a head-to-head race, individual 400 meters, in which the top three would be recommended for the relay. So what Mr. Knowles said is that nobody made the qualifying standard. Fine. The World Athletics guidelines is clear that in the case of no one meets the qualifying standards, you go to world rankings, right? So not only did... So Giovanni Valcourt won the race, Quincy Penn was second, LaKatia Cooper was third. Shania Twain came fifth in that race. We have to look at the facts in world rankings, not even in senior rankings, but in under 20 junior rankings. Shania Adderley is ranked 147th in the world in the 400 meters in a time of 54.5.
Let me ask you this, right? Mr. Knowles said that the Olympic team belongs to them, the BOC, not the B3As. That the decision of who goes belongs to them, and until they ratify the team and they ratified Miss Adderley, that is up to them to choose whoever they decide to choose.
And so, and then let me add
so,
to that.
So Nuri, so yes, so the BOC is the governing body, but what we need to interrogate here and really think about the language he used and the way that he framed it, is it's almost as if he sort of boldly and blatantly kind of declaring that he and the BOC enjoy the impunity of tyrants. He admitted in that interview that they threw policy out of the window and they just decided to pick Miss Adderley, despite her not qualifying in any way. So they decided to pick Miss Adderley because she was popular.
Campbell, is it possible that Mr. Knowles has interpreted the terms of the authority vested in him by the legislation that creates the BOC?
Aaron, Mr. Knowles is unfit to hold any civic service leadership position in any country on earth. Let's put it that way. All we have to do is look at that interview in which he, you know, breaks down in tears and it talks about being influenced by his 13-year-old daughter to make a decision about this nation and to destroy the lives of young people, right?
Right. I mean, so the point I want to interrogate is whether Mr. Knowles went beyond his authority in making the decision. Or whether it is that the rationale given, right, for the use of an authority, so that the BOC are able to operate in this way, but the rationale given for the decision is insufficient and suggests cronyism in the integrity of the infrastructure.
The rationale given is insufficient and suggests cronyism. Exactly. Clear cronyism, right? Because this is why I framed this conversation in my statement and the case as being a microcosm of the failure of flag independence in the Caribbean, right? You know, in the Bahamas, we just celebrated 50 years of independence last year, right? In the region, the promise of independence was a promise of justice, equity, and fairness that was unavailable for the majority of people under colonialism, right? And that promise has not been fulfilled in any way, right? And this is a clear example of it.
Let me ask you this. Mr. Noel said this is good for the country. It's a feel-good moment.
What foolishness is that? How is it good for the country?
The idea.
How is it good for the country to teach young people that you don't have to work hard, you can just be popular, you can just have the right connections, and you can achieve success? How is that good for the country? You don't have to... You don't have to adhere to any standards of fairness.
What about the 16-year-old being heralded as the youngest athlete? Isn't that the field?
Listen, Yuri. This is, and I'm glad you raised this question, right? This situation, and this is where I have to really... again, indict the media as a whole, that there was a complete hype around Miss Adderley, who I want to say I have, you know, I celebrate what she did that it was a real wonderful run. It was exciting. She was really courageous, right? So we know the stories that, you know, Anthony Strawn, one of our great sprinters, was meant to be on the relay, but she developed an injury. In fact, that she had to shut down her whole season. I mean, really, really unfortunate.
Listen.
That she ran the heats and got run down, and the team didn't qualify. She got huge criticism from the public, and then she ran in the B race, right, against teams that were not strong, but she ran a smart race, and the team was able to win, right? And so, and she's only 16. She's, you know, it's kind of stood up to the pressure. Great experience. That does not mean that she is qualified for the Olympics, and that doesn't mean she's Olympic caliber. She is not.
But I don't think anybody is arguing that she is the premier athlete or is Olympic caliber.
People are arguing that she is Olympic caliber.
Okay, let me say in substantive conversations that involve stakeholders, right? This is not a question of she has met the Olympic standard. I think this is a question of, are we missing a wonderful tourism and marketing opportunity? I think the decision...
Foolishness.
Of course, it's, but let's interrogate it.
No, but I want to even...
Dr. Campbell, I play that good steel pan music for you today, my brother. Let's talk, right?
Aaron, my sister, you know how we talk, I'm not saying that to you. I know that you are.
I'm not even proposing. I'm not proposing a hypothetical. I'm not validating what's gone on. We're interrogating whether this, like the argument for putting Caitlin Clark on Team USA, is less about athletic performance and more about to seize an opportunity for a market for tourism, for marketing that unfortunately may be detrimental in a greater space to the psyche and development of the Bahamas generally and young people in particular.
You said it. I mean, I and it's interesting you bring in the Caitlin Clark example, because this is all a kind of colonial copycat situation. I'm not the only one to say this. A number of people have said this. Romel Knowles and, you know, other stakeholders, as you say, are craving a kind of copycat story, media sensation, and soundbite, because the U.S. has this media story about Quincy, the quarter miler, Quincy Wilson, who's 16.
Now we have our story.
Now here's the difference. Quincy Wilson qualified, you know, the U.S. in track and field is the hardest team to make in the world. And maybe the only exceptions might be in Jamaica in certain events, but Quincy Wilson qualified for that team. And in fact, recently he ran 44.2. That young man is a prodigy. So it's an incredible story. You know, Shania Adderley, again,
and doctor,
kudos to her.
Doctor,
she's nowhere near.
Doctor,
she's nowhere
near. Here. Doctor,
Quincy
Wilson
is Olympic caliber.
Yes, but I want to bait you. So hold on 1 minute. I can let Aaron do it. But the reason why I want to bait you, right? This is you mentioned that the gentleman in the States is a prodigy, but I'm going to say that Adley is a prodigy, and because of this, hold on, mention this thing right here. Aaron.
All right, so here's
wait, doctor, wait. I got to listen.
Adley is not a prodigy. Adley is an athlete, a young athlete with talent.
But let me explain.
She won a medal at Karifta, right? I mean, she qualified for World Junior Championships, and that is where she
hold on. Now
she's not a prodigy. She is 147th. She's ranked 147th in the world for under 20 women in the 400.
I hear that, Dr. Campbell, but listen to this. Go ahead.
So Shania Adley was honored in this year's National Honors List. She was the only recipient.
Only recipient, doctor.
Of the lignum.
She is a national hero.
Okay, okay.
How can you say that about our national hero, doctor? That's my point.
Here's what I'd like to say, right? Is it sufficient to say, look, Shania was awarded the Lignum Vitae Award for this very thing, for stepping up, for fulfilling an empty spot and delivering an Olympic berth to the Bahamas.
No. She didn't deliver any Olympic berth, Aaron. Right? She was on a team.
No, but this
with
is the
Olympic,
but
she was on
that's
a team
the point I'm
the
making.
Listen to me.
The Campbell
she was on a team
press
with
mute.
The defending Olympic.
Just a second, Dr. Campbell. Did she deliver the birth? I'm reiterating the point that you make, that no individual athlete gets an automatic spot in a relay. But because of her participation when somebody dropped out, she, put it back up, producer, she helped the team win, and now a team can go to the Olympics. I'm not saying that she automatically qualified for
Aaron
the sport.
Aaron Green, do you know how many people ran at the world relays and helped their team to qualify but will not be at the Olympics?
No, I'm not trying to justify.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not justifying her participation.
That does not qualify an individual for the Olympic Games.
That's not what we're saying.
This. In fact, you know, I can't believe, I'll just say that Brent Stubbs, the senior editor at the Tribune, wrote a really terrible article called something about the Olympic debate, as if he didn't know, you know, he claimed, like, why didn't the BAAA tell everybody, you know, explain qualified, and oh, the BOC has the right to pick Shania Adderley. Terrible article. I mean, you know, Mr. Stubbs was the main sports editor of the Tribune for decades. Even I know this, and he doesn't know this, you know? So it's also about the ignorance of the populace being exploited in the name of cronyism.
Dr. Campbell, we have a caller who wants to engage you. Producer, pass the caller through. The caller been waiting for a while. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. The point I was making was, is Lignum Vitae Award the appropriate symbol?
No.
Not that she runs with the Olympic team, not that she gets an automatic berth, but would the awarding of this particular title be a sufficient recognition for her participation in the world relays and helping to bring an Olympic relays to Paris?
No. Again, you have to look at the previous awardees. In 2019, Shawnee Miller-Weber was awarded.
Right.
I think so. The award is apparently for somebody, for Bahamian under 25 and for achievement. But again, her achievements are nowhere near Shawnee's. Even at that time, you know, Shawnee was yet to be Olympic champion, but she was world U champion. She was world junior champion. She's Karifta champion, Karifta record holder. She was Commonwealth Games champion. You know what I mean? So there, I think, you know, and it's interesting you bring that up, because I think that the national honors, the recent national honors also revealed a problem that I see in the Bahamas, again, around false equivalency. So you kind of put somebody who is, you know, like a politician's friend in the same as, you know, somebody who did something really groundbreaking and huge and trailblazing on a national or global level.
We're speaking
of
Dr. Christian Campbell.
There's a real problem there. It's a problem of discernment. Right? And again, it is all about corruption and cronyism.
We're speaking to Dr. Christian Campbell, Rhodes Scholar, second Rhodes Scholar of the Bahamas, and he's doing a critique of the Olympic selection in the BOC. He just challenged also the National Heroes Honor List, and I'm amused by that. But let's go to this caller who wants to engage, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Christian Campbell, Rhodes Scholar. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Good morning, Mr. Newry, and your guest.
Good morning. Our guest today is Dr. Christian Campbell.
Dr. Christian Campbell. Before I say what I would like to say, I would like to know if Dr. Christian Campbell lived in Oaks Field sometime in the 60s. Did he go to the government high school?
No, he's too young for that.
I was not born.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I would like to say I agree 100% with Dr. Campbell. What we have to understand is, if Miss Cooper was the one who qualified, she ought not to be replaced by Shania. The thing about it is wrong, it is unjust, and we have too much of the same thing in this nation because of whatever you want to call it, political interference or whatever it is wrong. We have to understand that unjust things do not prosper. And God sits high, and he looks low. One day, someone is going to have to give an account for the action that was taken by the man who break down and cry on the air. I don't care how much he cried. What is wrong, and it cannot be justified. Thank you very much.
I cry. When men cry, I tend to get a soft spot and give them whatever they need to pacify them. And a man cried in front of me. He said he said he need Adley to be on the team. I said, let Adley go to be on the team so he don't cry. Okay. But I want to ask Aaron a question. There's a national award I wasn't aware of. We have six people on this national award. We have Yerbo Miller, and now, and we have the five Defense Force officers.
The Marines
who died in the line of duty. What is the criteria to get this national honor? Because Dr. Christian Campbell just questioned it. And I would like to know what makes, again, Miss Adley, the best choice over, remember, only one person got selected, but something phenomenal she did. So phenomenal that she was selected to be the national for an entire life. She will her name would be Adley LV, National Hero of the Bahamas. What is the criteria?
Well, I don't know. I want to clarify. You know, two things. I think Mr. Noor's again problem. I think it's a disservice to Miss Adley as well. You know, he referred to her as a national hero, which I think is ridiculous. You know, Saranda Fox is a national hero. She's not a national hero. She's a talented young woman.
But she's an LV.
I also don't think the Lignum Vitae Award means that one is a national hero.
So the Marines aren't national heroes?
I don't think so. Remember, in fact, I saw you posted on social media that in the recent national honors that Kate Moss, there was only one person who was made officially a national hero, and that was the enslaved African Kate Moss of Crooked Island,
who was tortured to death on the Moss plantation. There's seven. We just don't know, but there's seven in total.
Order
with national heroes.
Order of the national hero. This year's edition of Kate Maughan was six named before her.
Just so they mentioned,
right? So I was saying exactly. This year, only one was named national hero.
Okay, I understand your point. But also, you mentioned you believe there was political interference. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, how do you explain? How do you explain this sort of blatant disregard for policy, you know, ranking, qualifying standards, placing, selection, any number? You know, she came fifth. So the question is, who knows who, why is she on the team? Right. And I just also want to clarify something you said earlier is that LaKatia Cooper, as far as I know, is not on the team. She, what Mr. Knowles did again, because, you know, I think what's really unprofessional about him and the committee is that they're really swayed by public sentiment. And because of that consolation prize, they offered to take LaKatia Cooper basically to travel with the team as a kind of observer who can go in the village. But she's not an official member of the team.
Okay, let me see this article. Go ahead.
We're going to read quickly from today's sports section in the Nassau Guardian.
The phone lines are lit.
Yeah, BOC, B3As reach agreement. In a statement that has stirred both excitement and controversy within the athletics community, the Bahamas Olympic Committee and the B3As have announced their final selections for the upcoming Paris Olympic Games. The decision to include Shania Adley and LaKatia Cooper in the team has been met with mixed reactions, especially concerning the mixed 4x4 relay team. Romel Knowles, president of the BOC, and Dramiko Archer, president of the B3As, jointly issued a statement on behalf of their respective organizations, highlighting their shared commitment to advancing the sport of track and field, and raising the flag of the Bahamas high on the, and we go to page 11, female on the international stage. Quote, with a longstanding relationship between the BOC and the B3As, both parties have reached an understanding to carry both ships. It is the continued pursuit of all stakeholders to advance the sport of track and field as we continue to raise the flag, The statement reads, however, this announcement has not come without its share of drama. The selection of Shania over LaKatia for the mixed 4x4 relay team has sparked significant debate. Cooper, who finished third in the trials, a position that traditionally secures a spot on the team, was controversially overlooked in favor of Adley, who finished below her. The controversy has been fueled by the respective roles and responsibilities of the BOC and the B3As. While the BOC is responsible for teams that participate in the Central American and Caribbean Games, the Pan American Games, the Commonwealth Games, and the Olympic Games, the B3As traditionally oversees the selections of athletes for such competitions. This situation necessitated a joint resolution. Despite the uproar, both organizations have expressed their commitment to finding common ground.
Yeah, well, I
just want to say that this is an article with a whole lot of nothing.
Yes,
in it.
Yes.
The question still remains: in what Anne LaKatia be participating as members of the Olympic team?
Great question. There's a couple of things. Like I said, that LaKatia is not officially on the team, as I know.
Dr. Campbell, I'm looking at this ad. Bahamas Athletics Association is an ad by them.
Well,
LaKatia Cooper, 4x4 meter relay, 2024 Olympian team member. It's a woman going to run.
She was selected originally, and then, you know, again, you know, as knows, Mr. Romel knows, said that, you know, she wasn't ratified, and they chose to override the decision. But, you know, there's a lot of this outcry. I really feel concerned also about Shania Adley for a lot of reasons. I think, again, you know, there was another Guardian article where her mother made comments. She made comments. Norris Bain, I think it is, who's the principal of her high school in, really alarmed by the kind of entitlement by Mr. Bain and her mother, that, you know, it's like, oh, you know, we thought she would reap the benefits. This was initially when Shania wasn't selected. They just felt entitled that she had the role, she should be an Olympian.
Dr.
Right?
Campbell, when we come back from the break, I want to delve into the statement and a question the procedures, right? And whether the BOC stepped outside of the bounds of what they are authorized to do, or whether this is sort of a conceptual or issue, the culture that exists in this space, and how it may bend or break the rules. We got to go to this break. We'll be right back. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Stay tuned.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
And it's set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM. And follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. The 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have some callers who want to engage Dr. Christian Campbell Rhodes. Caller, so let's go to the callers. If you want to call, you call now before the doctor starts talking again. Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm alive.
You're live now.
Okay, good. First of all, I agree with Dr. Campbell 101%. He is quite right. You have too much crookedness in this town. From the top right down to the bottom. I went to church on Sunday, and you know, we always refer our Savior, Christian Nation. But the preacher said Jesus packed up a long time and left the country. It's too corrupt. And some people got angry with the preacher, but he is quite right. Christ packed up a long time and left this country, long time ago.
I hear you.
That's all I have to say.
I hear you, caller, but I talked to Jesus yesterday, so I'm not sure what you talk about. Next caller, please.
I tell you, stop answering those strange numbers, Cecil. Stop answering strange numbers. Producer, let's go to the next call.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. Very well.
Dr. Campbell, how are you today?
I am doing pretty well, thank you. And yourself?
Can I ask you a question on this issue here?
Sure.
Is the B3As or is the Olympic Association responsible for deciding who goes to Olympics or not?
Well, I mean, that sort of goes to the question that Aaron Green asked before we went to the break. And the reality is that, yes, that the BOC is the highest governing body. So they have responsibility to ratify. So I know... The issue is that do they, as I said earlier, do they get to enjoy impunity like a tyrant? Do they just get to do anything?
No, I understand what you're saying. Let's get back to reality.
Let's get to reality.
It was said that they couldn't find anybody to run that race, and the lady, Ms. Cooper, college wouldn't release her to come home to run that race, right? And at the last period of moment... this lady was picked out as a star to run the race. So what happened if we didn't find anybody to run the race at all? Would we have qualified to go to the Olympics? Olympics pertaining that particular race?
That doesn't mean she did. She earned an individual berth.
I understand what you're saying. You're talking about as far as the federation concerns, but we have to be realistic, Mr. Campbell. If the lady didn't run the race, and we didn't qualify, we wouldn't have been going to the Olympics for that particular race at all. That's what I'm saying, so. Have a nice
day. Doesn't mean she deserves an individual berth. I agree. You know, she contributed to the qualification. That's fine.
I want to also say that if Anthonique Strawn was healthy, Adley would have had to be in replace. Because she would have qualified.
Well,
she
wouldn't have even been considered.
She wouldn't have been considered at all, even though she helped us go to the Olympics and meet the match.
Again,
Anthonique Strawn would have had
to. If you look at just the U.S. team as an example, there are a number of runners who Matthew Bowling, Diggs is her name, another runner. They ran a world relays. They did not qualify for the Olympics because they didn't make it at trials.
And let's go. There's another caller here, and I want to know. What's the goal of going to the Olympics? 2 seconds, 4 seconds matter, right? I want to ask that question, but let's go to the caller first. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Caller going once.
Hello?
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Mr. Campbell, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well, and yourself?
Mr. Campbell, with all due respect,
PLP's calling me.
It sounds like you have an oxygen. Mr. Campbell, how in the world you can deny a young lady who has qualified?
The rules. That's it. Let me answer that, Dr. Campbell. Dr. Campbell, I can answer that. The rules,
thank
sir.
You.
So the rules is the BOA have the final decision to make, and it's amazing to see you all talking about young people. Why try to start with...
You know, are two of them young? Are two of them young, you know?
No, the bottom line, tonight...
Thank you. Lakati is a young woman.
It's amazing to see all big people who call themselves...
Thank you, caller. Thank you. There's no need to cast aspersions like that.
I'm just happy so many PLPs are calling today. I haven't heard them in a while. Yeah. And you are going to be number one enemy of the state at the end of this interview by yourself, Dr. Cameron.
I mean, that's fine. But, you know, we have to look at... This is the thing that Lakathia's dreams and her career gets to be disposable.
Next 4 years.
For the sake of cronyism.
Next 4 years for her. She could wait.
You know, I thought it was important to let, you know, especially when we call in for the resignation of an entire committee to set out clearly the rationale for the call for resignation. I don't have a problem with calling for resignation. If it wasn't for your conversation this morning, I was going to be calling for the resignation of JoBeth Colby, Minister of Transport.
Leave
and Energy, right? I mean, if she's not a minister, I will be bound to leave her alone. The point is this, at the top of my hour, you know, we talked about this concept to interrogate that perhaps we have a problem with the word. No, I made the point that we ain't calling nobody corrupt. We question incompetency. But that perhaps we don't understand the term authority. We don't understand what is meant when authority is vested in an individual. We don't understand that the individual is not given a carte blanche, license to do whatever they want because they're in charge. They are bound to the rules, the laws, the regulations that their authority is vested in. Right?
And fairness.
And I think the issue that arises here with this Olympic team decision-making, there's a culture across the board where actors don't understand that authority is vested in them and not that they are given the authority to do whatever they want.
Dr. Campbell, we're now at the end of our show. It's now 12 o'clock. I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank you for reaching out to us. We'll be reaching out to you to talk about this conversation. We'll continue this conversation on a later date. Thank you very much.